The middle of a kasha of the Gemara, it says in the Mishnah, "Im hoya maskira lacherim, afilu b'seich habayis arei elu shaloi." If the bala bayis was masker the bayis lacherim, so afilu one finds an aveda in the bayis arei elu shaloi. So the Gemara had asked, "My lezel baso basre, why is it a reu shaloi maskire lacherem?" We know who it came from. It came from the last seicha, and the Gemara brings a raya that if one finds money in the streets of Yerushalayim, so it matters. We don't call baso. Roif Shata, we go Boso that day. If one finds in the regal, the Roif of the money in Yerushalayim was Maisa Sheni money. After the regal, it's the money is Chulim. And the Gemara says because we say since the Shvaki Yerushalayim, there were Mechabedem Bechol Yoim. So if one finds money the day after the regal, one can assume that if there was previous money that was lost during the regal that was swept up. And this is from someone dropped it today, and the day after the regal, I don't have a rave of mois mois or sheni. So the same thing the Gemara asks, Hachinami kame kame ozel vahani debasro. Now let us see Rashi. What the kash is, let us just see Rashi. Alma. Alma bedovo shaosi liskabit. Something that when there's a clean sweep, there's a sweep up, amrinen kamoi kamoi ozli. Vahani achini ninu. So chinami stam seicha bayis kshehu yoytze. When a person rents a dire, when he leaves, mechapes kol zviyoysov v'neitala shaloi. So he searches for all his possessions and he takes it. V'neima. Now before we go further, we have to understand Rashi was faced with a tremendous problem. The problem is that Bishleime by the Yerushalayim, so I'm playing a shayla, if I find money the day after the regal, I'm playing a shayla, when did this money fall? So I said, well, yesterday this morning the streets were cleaned up, so the money is not from the regal. So if I find money, it's from a new nefila, it's from a nefila of the day after the regal. And a new nefila, I can assume that the money is chulin. Now, if I say that by seichem, it's also osili iskabed, that means that every seicha who leaves, before he leaves, he cleans up the dire in order to take out all his belongings. So it shouldn't belong to the basra either. I mean, if the basra left, so he cleaned out all his possessions. So if I find something, what's the comparison to the Shvaki Yerushalayim? There is a new nefila after the regal. So I attribute that the nefila occurred after the regal. It's not from the mois I find is not from the regal. So if I say that every seicher cleans up his possessions before he leaves, so it's not, it doesn't belong to the basra. This is a tremendous problem. What is pshat in the Gemara's kashem? and the Rishonim deal with this kasha. So what does Rashi say? So Rashi says again, Stam Seich HaBayis, Kshu Yoytzei Mechapis Kolz V'yoysov, V'noytala Shaloi V'yoytzei, V'neima HaChroinim Shokru. So we'll say that it's from the last ones. She'ilu HaRishonim Shokru, Kvar Motzu HaChroinim. Now, this Rashi is difficult to understand. So, I'd like to mention the Chidushia Ritva. The Ritva says Pshat and Rashi. So, the Ritva says as follows. Afal Gav, the Iko Kibbut. That means why should belong to the last one? There was a Kibbut. Loi mikri kibud loima kivin sheniskabed loi nisha boiklum. We will not say that after a kibud nothing is left over. Diim kei kivin shegam haachin kibud haich noime shezeho yeshelachin. That's the kasha that the Ritva asks. I mean, we will not say that kibud is a foolproof. Foolproof that it's zicher not from the previous one. V'aloi hu gam ken kibbutz. What's the most kasha? Leizel bosa basra. So the Ritva says a yesod. Elo hakibbut moy lasois mashe lefonov miyut. So now let's go first back to Yerushalayim. And then we'll come back to the Seicha. So the Ritva says kibbud is not foolproof. Kibbud is moya lasais masha lafonov miyute echemilse deloy shrich. That means the day after the regel, I see some money on the street. So I'll ask a shayla, is this maisa shiny money? Is this chulandike money? It could be it's Maisa Sheni Dika money, because when they were Mechabed, the Shvaki Yerushalayim, it wasn't a, but it's a Miyute Emilse Deloy Shchiche. That means, Vahave De Basre Rube. So that means if I find money, the chances that it is from, that it fell from today, or it fell from yesterday, that means Reif Stodim is it fell from today. Because, Bachinami. Kol hasoichim kulam. This is a very interesting lotion of the Ritve. Mizbatlim kol echot bishel habo achov kimiut beroy. So that means like this, that if you had 200 tzochim this year, v'maskiroi lacherim, there were 200 tzochim. So the first tzoche, before he left, he made a kibbut. So, it's not foolproof. He's zicher left over something. But from the, if we will be done now, we'll find something when the second seicher is there. So, it's roiv is from the second seicher. Amiyut is from the first seicher. Is kol asoichem rishonim kulam mizbatlim kol echod bishel habo achrov kimiot boroiv. So that means if I have two tzdodim from where this came from, to be done where this came from, if it came from the previous soicha or it came from the present soicha, so it's a milsad loy shchiche or a mit that it came from the previous seicha, so I attribute it to the next seicha. Avo ba'achoin sha'ein achrov klum. But now the last seicha left, now it's empty. There's a sign up for rent, but well, no one came. Avo ba'achoin sha'ein achrov klum ain't bitul. So if I find something, I mean... It came from the Achrein. The one before the Achrein, if there was something left over from him, it became bottled to the Nichsei HaAchrein. ועל כפונים שלוי הוא ושוקחי. So על כוחך, if now the Achen left, and there's no new tenant, so where does this come from? Al kochach comes from the Achen. We never said that the bedik of the Achen is foolproof. The Achen can leave over something. So if there's another maybe nechosim into the apartment, so there's a concept that's the meat is bottle boy. But if the Achen left and now the deer is empty, so zichet should be the Achen. The kivin the chain loy miyayish mine. So he's not miyayish. The Ritva says, even though there's no simin, but when he leaves, he knows that the person who comes in will know who it came from. He just asked the landlord who was the last tenant here, and that a tzichah came from him. So Mamela, he's not Miyaj. So that's Pshat and the Gemara's Kasha, Velezel, Bosel, Basra. The problem is, which is unclear, I mean, the Cheshbon is a very nice Cheshbon, but the Lashon of the Ritva is very unclear. He brings down the Lashon of Rashi. The name of Achronim, so the Achronim, he's tam say chabayis shu yoytzi mechapis kolz v'yoysov, so v'yoysov, v'noytel ha-shaloi v'yoytzi. The name of Achronim shakhu, she'ilu ha-rishonim shakhu, v'amotsu Achronim. So, l'chayre, we have to understand, according to the Ritva, k'motsu Achronim. If it's from the Rishonim, the Achronim found it already. So L'cheira, the Cheshbon should be every new tenant that moves in, and they find something, should return it to the previous tenant. But the Ritva somehow has a different Cheshbon. By the Ritva, Kamotso Achronim, they found it, and then it becomes bottle, the meat becomes bottle, Baroi. So I attribute it from the Achronim. I mean, L'cheira, if you say, they found it, so they should return it. I mean, the whole cheshbon, that this cheshbon is very good in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, I say, it's not a perfect kibbut. It's zicha possibility that the money is from the day before, but al kaponim, the kibbut accomplishes that the tzdodim, that if it's from yesterday's money for today's money, it's amir bottle boy. So there it's very good. In Yerushalayim it's very good. But to say the same concept over here, in L'chaira, why didn't the Achronim return? The Rashi says, Shila Rishem Shakru, Kvar Motsu Achronim. And the Ritva says, Pshat and that, Kvar Motsu Achronim. And so, Mamela, now it's Amir, Abotel Baroi. About Al Kaponim, so that's not too clear. But Al Kaponim, but the Kasha will understand. The Kasha is that this concept of kibbut is not foolproof. After kibbut, there could still be something left over. And therefore, al kaponim, when I come into this empty house now, so I feel I find something without a simen, I know exactly where it came from. It came from the last tenant. So why are you allowed to take it? That's Pshat in the Gemara's Kashi. Om Arish Logish Mishambar Kapore Kegoin Shoso Pundik Lishloisha Yisrael Lishloisha Yisrael Zotarashi Bebas Achas. But it's talking about Shloisha Yisrael. You don't have to say that they were going. So the last tenant, there wasn't a last tenant. The last ones were tenants. It was rented out to three Yidden. And the one who lost it from the last three tenants was Miyaich. L'yoda mimani boy, he doesn't know who to ask it from. So he was Miyayish. We'll come back to this. Pundik mokim sha'ivrim v'shomim lonim laila echod v'shnayim. A pundik is a place of lodging that you stay there for one or two nights. Now, what happened over here? So just understand pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara really wants to say that there were three dayolim there. There were three people there. We'll see what the magic number of three is as the sugya progresses, but there were three. And one of the three lost it, and he was miyayish because he doesn't know who found it. He thinks someone found it. He looked for it, he didn't find it, so he thinks someone found it, and he's miyayish. So memela, so after all three left, I can assume that zichain comes from one of the three. But since it was one of three, he was miyayish because he's under the impression that the other two took it. So meila, I'm allowed to take it. Why did the Gemara all of a sudden mention pundik? So the Maram Shiv says pshat, a person does not rent out a dira to three people. Not talking about a family. We're talking about three different people over here. A pundik is something that three people they sleep there for a night or two nights. So that concept of three tenants in one dira is by a pundik. It's something. It's shriya. By a dira, you don't rent out one dira to three people. So Memela, so therefore the Gemara says it's speaking about it was rented for a pundik. So the minute rented for a pundik, so now we can say it was rented to three people. And three people, so one of the three lost, if he was miyayish before, he thought one of the two took it, and he was miyayish, so now when they all left, I can take it, knowing that he was miyayish already. Rekte Gemore, Shema Mino, Aloche, Kerab Shimon ben Elozo, Afilu Boroi v'Yisroel. So the Gemore says, so now the Anu Maisi is saying, you're telling me that there were three people here. And he was Miyayish. And he was Miyayish, Afilu Boroi v'Yisroel. Afilu Boroi v'Yisroel. Now, there's a big problem over here, Shem Shemaim. I mean, we had this concept of Yiyush by Rav Yisroel, B'mokim Rabim Metzuyim Shom, then we said there's a din that he's Miyayish. But some say three people, we had before, that the whole Rav Shimon Alosa, Schatye, Platye, I mean, the Gemara said, "Mokim sharabim metzuyim sham batik." You see, it's about the midrashes, but three people in the room already say he's miyayish. So the Ritva says pshat that the Ritva says as follows: Sratye uplatye binen rabim metzuyim sham dahilchim sham derech havore. Sratye uplatye is people walk there. So people walk there, so when a person loses something, the whole yish is because he's afraid someone is going to pick it up. The Taisu says there's inshi delay mali. Now, someone will pick it up. Since people are walking, they'll pick it up. They'll see it. I mean, they're here. They're walking here. Therefore, you need rab metzuyim sham, that you have 500 people walking, and 500 people walking, well, someone will find it and pick it up, and you have to be chayish inshi d'loy ma'ali, Taisva says, seiz miyayish. That's if they're walking, it's derech havore. But over here, I will be pundik shekvuyim sham. Here we're talking about not walking. They're sleeping together in the room. They're kvuyim. They're kvuyim, so memela, there it's very, although someone is kavu in the room, he's not walking by, he's not passing by, it's very olu that he'll find it. If something got trapped, he'll find it. See, you don't need Rab Mitzuyim Shom. So the Ritva says, just like we had before, Botek Nesiyas, and there's Goyim there, so even though it's Rav Yisrael, but the Goyim are Kavua, the Yidden are learning, the Goyim are Kavua. Here you have three people Kavua in a room, and so if one lost it, so it's Olul that one of the two will find it, and if one of the two will find it, so Memela, he's Miyaj. Now the Lashon of Rashi is, so it was, let's just go a little further. So the Gemara says, but Al Kaponim, Shema mina aloche ki abshime ben aloza afilu baray v'Yisrael, Al Kaponim, we didn't say like that before. We said we paskin. Like Rav Shimon ben Eloza, Barai Vakam, not Barai V'Yisrael. Let us see what Rashi says, V'afilu Barai V'Yisrael. The Ovid the Miyayish, V'loi Somech, the Lehedri Neli, he's not Somech, it will be turned to him, V'loi Maflegi ben Dover, Sheesh by Simen, Le'ein by Simen. And my Chavrusa wanted to say the reason Taisva said, Inshid Le'imali, Rashi perhaps is saying a different reason, he's not soimech that they'll return it. The loy maflegi, afilu baroi v'Yisrael, they will not differentiate mein dover sheyesh by simen lein by simen. And if there's ain by simen, they know you can zicha take it, so they'll take it afilu by yesh by simen. Aber bekitza, this akimte is all can only be understood if we paskin according to Rav Shimon Eloza afilu baroi v'Yisrael. Which is a big doichik. Because we don't pass on the Rav Shimon Eloza. Elo Omar Rav Menashe Bar Yaakov, Kegoyin Shoso Pundik, Lishloisha Oivdei Keichov. Speaking about that he made it a Pundik, Lishloisha Oivdei Keichov. Now, I'd like to mention, before we see Rashi's pshat, Rashi has problems with this Gemara. The Ritva says, the Ritva wants to say pshat in this Gemara as follows. The Af al-Gav, Amir Dike Ritva, which he says, you say this. The Af al-Gav, Sheroiv Yisroel Mishtamshim Bepundik. That means it seems this Pundik, people used to sleep there for a night or two, but it seems Eden came into the Pundik for a coffee. I don't know. Lomai said this Pundik was Roiv Yisrael Mishtamshim Bepundik. But Kivin Shahagoyim Kvuyim Bepundik, that means, the Gemara means there were three Goyim sleeping there. There were Roiv Yisrael that used the Pundik. They came in for a meal or something, but, Kiroiv goyim domi, but there's three goyim kvuyim, so the yid, again, so the chiddush is, I'm allowed to take it, lezel basa basa, so we're talking about a pundik, and in this pundik, there's a lot of yidin that are mishtamish, and there's three goyim kvuyim. V'Yisrael, denofo minei yushi miyayich, temei maroma, goyishu kvua hosa mashkech lai. The guy that's there is Kavua, somebody found him. Fine. Ubedinu, fine. So that's the story. So now we're talking about, just like we had before, a concept of a Botek Nesiyas, and this guy is Shishomrim, and there Kavua, so Ayid is Miyayish, even though it's Reiv Yisrael. So here also, even though it's Reiv Yisroel Mishtamshim Shom in this Pundi, but there's three Goyim that are Kavua, they're lodging there, so the Yid is Meyayish. Now why do you need three Goyim? Zot the Ritva Tumal. Ubedinu the Bechad Goy Dekova Sagi. He said three Goyim. Inami. He says a second teretz. Shagoyim alolu soichei apundik lehoye kvuyim shom legamri. It's not like we had before, Shaimrim and Ashul, Goyish Shaimrim. They're the gods, they're machen zechemish, they're kavua, they make sure to, if anything gets lost, they make sure to find it. Here, they're partially kavui. So we have in this pundik, we have an interesting mixture. There's Yidin coming in, Rav Yidin, Mamishtamish, Pundik. There's Goyim that are partially kavui, they're sleeping here. So here, in order to say that the Yid was Meyayish, you need three Goyim. The Hashta Havalei Kerev Goyim. That means since he's not kavua, so three goyim which are not kavua is equivalent to one goy that's kavua. So mamela, that's pshat the Mishnah. So mimoya maskiroi lacherim. Perhaps the acherim, some Mishnah Salevi, some of the goyim are called acherim. Shalachem v'shalgavoy al kaponim, sometimes goyim akol d'acher voyim askir lachem. So the second lotion of the Ritva would be gebaldik, that means it's a pundik. This is Yisrael mishtamshim shom, but there's three goyim that you are using it for sleeping purposes, so they're partially kavua. So I say that is a din of loyv goyim, the Yid is miyayish. Now after they left, I walk into this pundik, there's a sign up, open for business, no one is there, I come in, I find something, I can take it for myself, because I can assume that the Yid, if I fell from the Goyim, no problem, I fell from the Yid, he was Miyayish because of the Goyim, I'm allowed to take it. That is Pshat in the Mishnah according to the Ritva. Before we didn't want to bring in Goyim, so the Gemara says, Shema mina alochi kem shimaloz afilu b'rayv Yisrael, which is, we don't want to say. Now let's see what Rashi says. Rashi does not learn like that. Rashi learns, Shloisha oivdei kechovim. So Rashi says, I did the knockat, Rashi the problem, by the way, I didn't need three goyim. I did the knockat, Shloisha gabi Yisrael, knockanami gabi oivdei kechovim. Vuhu adin chat, ubelvad sheyehei achrayim. Let's forget about three. One goy, and he was the last goy that lived there. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? So the chiddush of the Mishnah is, that if the last tenant was a goy, you're allowed to keep it. So what's the chiddush? So the chiddush is azlina basa basra. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. That means that there were two. This was an apartment that was rented to 200 people during the year. If the last tenant is a goy, so I'm allowed to keep it because it's a klalos linen bosa basra, as they state in Shita Mekabetzos according to Rashi. And the Mishnah is to say a chiddush. So and the basra was a goy, so you're allowed to keep it. But l'chayre, it's a meiradik chiddush. So zikr chosim in a sefer. Im hoyo maskiroi la'achayrim, so we're missing a word, ba'achayne. Dike chiddush is that you go bosa basra. Bishleim, according to the Ritva, according to Tosis, b'chlal, there's another pshat. So pshat as achayrim, he was maskir to goyim, this yid and this goyim, about kaponim, that was maskir to goyim for lina, gives it a din of Rav Yisrael, the kavua, fine. So it's a halbetzore. That means if the goy were the lodgers, even though Yisrael mishtamshim boy Rav Yisrael, there's a din of Rav Akum. But according to Rashi, we're talking about that you don't need three goyim. I'm a skill lachem lav davke. You want my maskiri lagoy. But Vashi achayne. The last one was a goy. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is, I don't attribute that, Philot Yesh by Simon, I don't attribute that what I find in this dira belongs to the previous 200 tenants, it belongs to the last tenant who was a goy. And that's the chiddush of the Mishnah.
soll ich euch meine Sieke raus mit der Seite, weil ich maskiere euch bei Achreine lachen. Wir müssen, that's the Iker, that's the Chiddish, that you go by the Rachen, you go by the Basre. It's telling us what it says in by Meisse Sheine. So if that's the, so it's very modern that is not mentioned. Okay, this is one Malach. Rav Nachman Omar Rabbe Baravu Afilu Teimu L'Shloisha Yisrael. Now he's going back. Elamaisa, now we're talking about Moi Maskir L'Acherim, the last three tenants were Yid. My time. My time. Ahu, Salachewi, the Prikashe, that you should go by Sebastra. So before you said, that he's Miyayish, but we said you're not Miyayish by Rav Yisrael. So the Mora says, no, Rav Nachman, Omar Rabba Barabu said here, Afilu, not according to Rav Shimon Elozo, if there's three Yidin together and one loses something, he's Miyayish. My time, Ahu de Nofel Minei Miyayish. The one who dropped it is Miyayish. Meimer Omar, Michtei Inni Shachine Lahavi, Bahadi Elahani, the one who lost it, there was two other Yidin with him. So he lost something, and this he's looking for it, he can't find it. So Al Kochoch, one of these two found it. Omri Kamayu Kama Zimni Lehedrili. I told them I lost something. Could you please it's not here, but some of one of you picked it up. Could you please return it to me? Everyone looks at me with a blank face. I didn't find anything. So, Mamela, I understand what's happening. So now they're going to return it. If they had an intent to return, they would have been returned it already. But somebody they want to steal it. So Mamela, that is the Chiddush. The Chiddush is Amhoye Maskire Lacherem means that the last tenants were three Yidin, and he's telling us a Chiddush that three Yidin is Miyayish, because this is different than all the time Rav Yisrael. Now let's see in Rashi. Afilu Taimu L'Shloishi Yisrael, Bleitiv Sheita Aloche Kerab Shimim Ben Alosa. The Chibli Girabon and Alei, the Machloik is Rab Shimim Ben Alosa and the Chachomim. If there's Yish by Rav Yisrael, that's talking about something else. Eichet Anofle B'mokim Sherabim Mitzvah. That's talking about Esratia Platia, the Loyoda L'Lehulekul. A thousand people are walking by. He dropped something, Aleim. He doesn't know all of them. The Sova Ha'ivet. So the one who lost the things as follows. Umeima Oma, Ahuda Ashkach, Loyoda Miminovla. Mr. I dropped something. I can't find it now. Someone picked it up. The one who picked it up, he doesn't know who dropped it. Shegia Haregel Yachiz, will come the regel, will be Machiz, Olay. That ain't Simon Vettel. So therefore, if we don't, we're Chaylik and Rab Shimon ben Elozo by Rav Yisrael, so we assume that, he's not Miyayish. He doesn't find it. So, another Yid found it. He doesn't know who it belongs. Still be Machiz Beregel. I'll give us him and I'll get it back. Aval Hoche Diyodolu Lekulu. But here, there's only three people here. So I don't know. But Tovanu, and he asked them, give it back to me. He knows it's one of these two found it. V'loi oidi, and no one is moiden, he's telling them, and he's coaxing them, and the guttons and the peasants, and everyone looks at him, they don't know what he's talking about. Iyushi miyayish, meimarom, omri, kamaya marti lefneim, v'hashte lehedre bitmir, samameile, so that's pshat and Rashi. So according to Rashi, that what the Gemara says, that imoye maskire lachem, afilu besei chabai israel ishaloi, he is speaking about that there was the last seicha was a goy, and the Mishnah is saying, if I walk into the house, I'm allowed to keep it because there's a din as lina bos habasre. I assume it's from the last tenant. That's the kuvis the chiddush. The last time there was a Goyim allowed to keep it. Or, speaking about, he was masked to three Yidden. And I can assume the Yid that lost it is Miyayish because he knows who found it and no one is cooperative. So he's Miyayish. That is Rashi's Malach. Now let us see Tosfos. Besaych, but let us just give a little hakdama. Tosfos had a problem. Tosfos understood that that din as lina basa basra by maisa sheni. Tosfos understood that if you are mechabed the shuk, all the money is taken care of. That means whatever was in the shuk from the day before was swept away, and I can be assured that this, if I find money the day after the regel, it fell today. It's not from yesterday. Yesterday's money was completely taken away. So now Tosfos is going to have a tremendous problem. So if all the money is taken away when one leaves, we will assume every tenant when he leaves makes a clean sweep of the apartment. So the maestro lays the boss of Basra. So what's the kasha? It's not from the Basra either. The Basra, before he left, he cleaned away everything. So what's the kasha with lays the boss of Basra? That's this problem Tosfos had. Tosfos did not want to learn like Rashi that it's not a real cleaning. It's life of the things that can be assured were taken away. The Stolamid. Tosfos did not learn like that. Okay, so now let's see. So Tosfos has a whole new Mahalach. We have a whole new sugya. B'seich habayis hareyu shaloi. Mayri shemotzer bezehinin shenire shuabed. Number one, we'll appreciate this one. We'll see the next Tosfos. But it's speaking about someone walks into the house and he sees something, and it from what he it looks like this was lost. Fine. Venezel boser basra. So Tosfos had a tremendous problem. What do you mean, nasal basa basra? The last tenant cleans out. So, Tosfos, tahainu bal habayis. The mistome la'olam hudo bebeisoi im haseichem. The balabos, we said, maskiroi la'cherim. That means he rents it out also, but he also lives in the house. V'terem shaholchu. So now, im maskiroi la'cherim. Veterim shalchu. Now, when the tenants leave, chipsu chepzayin, vekivdu abayis, and they cleaned out those. V'lo yishok chudova. When you clean out, you don't forget anything. That's shitas hatosfos. That's a tais leizobos abasra. I assume that the previous bedikin kibbut took care of everything. So memele by the last tenants that left, whoever they are. Bezicha took out all their belongings. Vein litloi samitziya shishalem. So tzicha not theirs. Ela babalabayis shadayin nisha babayis bachoyne. Now Taisa says a whole scenario. He rented it out, but tzicha, he was living there also. So he rented it out and he was living there. Fine. Now, they left. They left. I come into the house. There's a big sign, there's a big sign for rent, but the malabos is there. I walk into the house and I look in the apartment and I see something. Now understand the previous Tosfos. Shemotza bezenyin shenira shuabeda. I see something. The malabos is living there. So to go into the malabos's drawers, man, please, the malabos is living here. That's not an aveda. Now I see something that looks like an aveda. It's an aveda. It's the way it is, the way it's lying, the way it is, where it is. It's an aveda. Fine. So I walk into the house. There's a big sign, the house, apartment for rent. I walk in. I see an aveda over there. So it said in the Mishnah, "Vimhoya maskiroi lacherim," you're allowed to keep it. In fact, the Gemara, why are you allowed to keep it? The tenants that left, they took out all their belongings. So if it be, you know who it belongs to? It belongs to the Balabas. He lost the taka, yeah, he lost it in his house. But it belongs to the Balabas. How are you allowed to keep it? You walk into the house, you're looking at the apartment, you see something, you tref a mitzvah, you'll take it for yourself. No, the Balabas is the last one in the house. He didn't clean out because he's not moving out. So it belongs to him. So why are you allowed to take it? That's a thesis line shot in the Gemara's kash. The tenants, they made a clean sweep. Just like when you find money in the streets of Yerushalayim, the Tolin and Basa Basra, so you say it came from the next day, So that was Shanda Gemara's kasha. If you walk into this apartment that says it's now for rent and you see something that's a metziah, you know who lost it? Balabas lost it. The Balabas lost it, finished. The tenants cleaned out. Vafilu ain't by simen. Afilu there's no simen. The ain't balabayis misyayish masha yafsid shemafsid bebeisoich. I mean, you're 100% right. It's derech aveda. It was lost. It wasn't lost from the tenants. The tenants, before they leave, they make a bedikas chometz, and whatever is there is taken out. Al kochoch, if you find something now into this empty house, as a koch the balabos lost it, and he is not miyayish, he lost something in his house. Kisava shimtziyenu hayoyim elamocha. The tenants left already. Now he's living alone, and he lost something, so he's not miyayish. Fine. That was Shant the Gemara's kasha. That's pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said if he maskira la'acherim, you're allowed to take it like the grandchildren. If you maskira la'acherim, when the acherim leave, they clean out the house. So mamela, we have a cloud that when a thing is cleaned out, your toilet, if you find something, you attribute that it belongs to the last one that was here who didn't clean out. Now who's the last one? The Balabas, he's here. He lost it. He's not miyayish. So how are you allowed to take it? That's pshat and the Gemara is kasha libid the taisvus. V'chi mishani shos apundek l'shloishe b'nei odam. Now we'll see the pundik is that they're with him. That they are with him, we'll see soon. And therefore, he's miyayish. Fine. Now the Gemara is now, let us see, we learn to the next two days, asuyin liskabed b'chol yayim, and we'll see pshat, now we'll appreciate pshat and taisvus also. The Gemara said in Yerushalayim, asuyim liskabed b'chol yoyim. So Memela, since asuyim liskabed b'chol yoyim, now Taisvus learned pshat. Taisvus learned the cleaning is not a superficial cleaning, the way Rashi learned. It's a thorough cleaning, and whatever was there the previous day was cleaned out, and this, I find something from the next day. Vim toima, v'loy ein miskabdois, Ella bishvil shchotzim shloyitamu hataris v'loy bishvil hamoyz. Now Taisa says, let's first understand why did they sweep out Yerushalayim. So Taisa says they swept out Yerushalayim because they were afraid of dead shchotzim. Yerushalayim, you ate maisesheni there, you ate kachim kalam there. Yerushalayim was a shrek. Now everyone has to be toyer. Now if there's a dead sheretz, which we will see is a boser sheretz is metamek adasher. I mean, it's a shreklach. You're walking around, you're eating kotchim and neidaitish of nyodim lisboinim v'drochim. I mean, there could be dead shrotzim there, and you'll walk around and then you'll become tome and you'll be a pasor. They used to clean out. They swept out the streets each day. They were boidik for shvatzim. Not Stamazai, they swept it out. They were Baidik for Shots. So let's eat Taisvis. Ain Mischabdois, the whole reason it was swept out each day in Yerushalayim, is Ella Bishvil Shotsen Shlei Tamu Ataris. Velei Bishvil Hamois. That means they didn't clean it out if someone lost money, someone happened to get it. No, no. The Bedikil was for Shotsen. Beneath the Muchach, the Mogli, the Einlei Becheskas, Beduka Mishrotzen, Afopi Shekibdu, Einem Moil, Kimin Shlei Botko Mishrotzen, Mishaskib. There's a Gemara Mesechtes Nida that says as follows, that says you have a Mogli that was cleaned out, but they didn't specifically look for Shrotzen. If there was no Bedika for Shrotzen, so you have to put up a sign on the movi, enter the movi on your own risk. There's a possibility there's shotzen. I was swept out today. Sweeping out doesn't mean anything. In order to be assured that shotzen free, you need a bdike for shotzen. So we see now that, so if our Gemara says that the Yerushalayim, they were mechabedit, they were bdik for shotzen, fine. So Taisus says, after breaking for Shrotzim, we can know which Shrotzim free. In fact, Taisus, but what's the raya that it's Maisa Shani money free? They were breaking for Shrotzim. So you can know which Shrotzim free, but what I see from the Gemara Nida, without a specific Bedikah for Shrotzim, even though it was swept out, it doesn't mean anything. In fact, Taisus, the whole purpose of the Kibbutz in Yerushalayim was only for Shrotzim. So my mail is so how can you need that we're looking for Shrotzen? V'yesh loyma. Given Shaboitkin Mishrotzen, Shloy Yehaya Filu Boso Bechadosho, that they were searching for Boso Bechadosho, Yevshe Shloy Yemotze Moisim Hoyushom. That's true, but there was a Bedike in the Shvaki Yerushalayim. And if they made bedikas to look for besar shrotzim, which is kadash, and they zichah some money also, so the money that was there was also taken together. So Mameli can be assured that the Shvaki Yerushalayim are perfectly clean for shrotzim, from shrotzim and from money. Hachinami kama kama ozilei. So the Gemara asked, so according to Tosfos, now the Pshat and the Gemara's Kasha is that the tenants zicha were boidik, and if you find something in the house, it's from the Bailam. So even though there's no simon, it's not miyayish, you have to give it back to the Bailam. Vim toima, for Tosfos, vuluki masnis, and kagen shenimtso begume, maybe this, Tosfos said that we found the derech shiaved. Maybe it was found in a depot. That means there are certain holes. Could be the tenants also were unable to find it, because it was in a hole. That means that's what we assume. We say kama kama, the ozalei means it was in a place that is accessible. But if you have here a deep hole, so then you don't say kama kama ozal. The Gemara says in Pesachim gabi teva shenishtam shubo mois maise b'chum. You had a box which was used old mois maise b'chum. The av agav shekibed that teva. So now he's putting in different money. The Gemara says, even though it was niskabed, if it was found in a gume, you go bosa roiv moish and ishtam shusham. V'yesh loimau, sheyesh gume shenivdaka yidei kibbut. There are certain holes that kibbut helps. Kidom aperik tam nid. Or
Umasnisen dektoni motzo besoicha bayis. He found it in the house. Lemash mishamotzo bestak omuk. Oy beguma amuke kolkach. Shleyucha loy limtsoy bishaski. But the Gemara understood soicha bayis means was accessible. So if it's accessible, so mistome, the tenants took out their things. And if you find something, it belongs to the Basra, who is the Bailam, and give it back to the Bailam. Yeah. Now, L'shloisha oivdei kechoven. V'poches mishloisha le'mikri roiv. U'mayri shadayin yeshnam bebayis. Now, this Toisvitz is a Yesodistic Toisvitz. The Gemara's Kasha was that if it was rented out, so, and the Seichem left, so give it to the Balabos. So the Gemara says there's three goyim here. Pepoches mishloisha loimikri roiv, umayri shadayim yeshna babayis, di lavochi avi de balabayis shubasra. Now let us see the Marsho for 1 minute. The Marsho on this Tosfos. So the Marsho says as follows. Taisva says you need three goyim, because two goyim are not a roiv. Now, let us understand what Taisva is saying, and then we'll understand that we don't understand Taisva. We're talking about the Gemara asked Akasha, if the tenants left, so belongs to the Balabos. It's the Balabos, it's not the tenants. So the Gemara says, no, it's speaking about that there's three goyim and the Balabos. Therefore, I assume it fell from the goyim and not from the balabos. So let us see the marsha. You say this to the marsha. Zot the marsha. The gimel kusim. Zot the marsha. The poches mi gimel. I mikri roiv. Umayri, that they're here. The balabos is here. And so. So Mamela, but you need three goyim. Efshel laforish, the afar gav, the shnei kusim, nami havarev, legabi havalabayis, lechutei. Frek the masha, why do you need three arev? Two also arev. You have over here three people living here, one yid, two goyim, and I find something, so now my shaila is, who lost it? Did the goyim lose it? The Balabos use it. Mikoma came, some Amelis, why do you need three goyim? Places had a problem, why need three goyim? Mikoma came, given the Iker de Rosam, Ein Kan, Alalina Achas, Ushnayim, Leslon, Lemitli, Benofo, Mahani, Shnei Kusim, Legabe, Balabais, the de Rosai Shom, he loved the Gimelave. Yeah. Period. Amir de Kemarsha. The Marsha says, which we have to understand the lumdus of the Marsha. The Marsha says, you have a balabos that's living here betvius. You have two goyim that are here for 2 nights. Now, a watch was lost. Yes, Baisimen, name Baisimen. A watch was lost. So now the shaila is, who lost the watch? Zuk the Marsha. Since the Balabos is here bekvius, and the goyim only here for 2 nights, but here now, I'm talking about here now. So then I don't go basaroiv. I say the Balabos lost it. Balabos lost it. Just give it back to the Balabos. Because they're kvuen, the Balabos is kvuen, they're not kvuen. We have to understand this, but. So they're not kvuen. And again, what am I not coming? But al kaponim, I see a watch and there's two
this two tzadim to the goyim lose it, the balabos lose it. This three people could have lost it, the balabos, the one goy, the second goy. Shutamasho, no? There's no loiv. I have to, it's a sofik hashoko, maybe the balabos lost it. Because he's kavu and they're not kavu. Mirdik a chiddish. Good, fine. But now we bought the chiddish. But when there's three goyim, and they're not kavua, that's a roiv connected a balabos, that's kavua. We have to understand, this is Yisrei Torah, which I don't understand. But kaponim, this is a yesod that the Maharsha says. Yeah. Then, v'oid, then he says, so it comes out like this, the whole reason, the whole reason need three goyim is because the balabos is kavua, and they're only here for 2 nights. Frek the marsha, so why you have to make it for a pundik? Make it not a pundik. And then they're also together with the balabos. Why do we need it? But they have to bring an extra goyim to the sugya. Let there be 2 goyim, and it's not a pundik, and they're living there together. So mamela, so he can do it with 2 goyim. And then you have roiv goyim. So the Maharsha says, "V'leka lakshuye leituk me bepundik al mamaskirei v'dorim beis kusim." Topshitu the talina b'roiv kusim. So what's the chiddush? That's poshit. Here we're saying big chiddushim that the balabos is kavua and 3 goyim is a roiv connected the balabos. Void milsed leishlich she Yisrael dorim beis kusim to live with them. Bishleim of a pundik 2 nights when meila but there's duchleben abal azay but it's nish duchleben. Okay, this is the marsha. This is a meiridike marsha. Fine. I have another problem over here, which ledavoyni I did not find that someone should be meiridis. We had when we learned the sugya of Rav Shimon ben Elozer and the Chachamim. We said there was a double machloikis of Rav Shimon ben Elozer and the Chachamim, that Rav Shimon ben Elozer holds that by Roiv Akum, there's a sfora to say that I attribute that a goy lost it and I can keep it for myself. The Chachamim hold, even since it's Efshel Levruri, you should go and be machas it. We had a machloikis. The Chachomin, Rabbi Shimon Elozer, and Rabbi Kevegi said, could be it's two Lashainis, and the Gemara could be Rabbi Shimon Elozer's also Moide. All of a sudden, here we have a Gemara, you have Roiv Goyim, I take it, I don't bother to ask the Balabos, I have Shel Avruri, ask the Balabos. I come into the house, there's the Balabos there, there's 2 Goyim there, 3 Goyim there, Baruch Hashem, I see a watch over there. It's lost. I just say good morning and thus, and then and I pick up the watch and I put it in my pocket and I put it in top. Pilei ploy. It's mamish pilei ploy. About kaponim, remember, why is there no chiyuv? Why is there no chiyuv on me to be mevara? Taisus said kechidik levuri mevarin and it's a takoni should be seimech and roi. You don't understand this. Afilu taima shloisha Yisrael. Now, Bakapore said, Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Vavu said it could be beaten by shloisha Yisrael, and there's a sfore that the one who lost it is Miyayish. Milsa de Kapore Meforish, he's explaining that what Bakapore said. The Omar Lishloisha Bnei Odom, that he said it's speaking about an Osa Pundik Lishloisha Bnei Odom. So Rav Nachman is saying these Bnei Odom can be Yidden. Mayre Afilu Bishloisha Yisrael. Afilu Rabbonon the Omri Beroiv Yisrael Chayv Lahachis. Hochi Havi Shaloike the Meforish the Mishayish, because since there's these 3 people here, And he asked them, and everyone, this, and they said no, so he's Miyayish, right? b'mtayma fektaisvus v'lomoli shloisha. Why do you need three yidin plus the balabos? B'treye balabaye sagi. V'chol echot yoyma chaveiroi lokra k'diyome b'salo gabiro salo sh'naflo mishloisha. That means you need three people, not three soichem and one balabos. That means if the soich, that means one person lost it, and you have two other people there. You have two other people. So he asked them, and everyone says they didn't find anything. He says, Meyash, why do you need three soichem plus the balabos? You need three yidin besides the balabos. Because if one of the soichem lost it, v'heim einam choshdim as balabais, v'kach eino even misyayish tesovo v'adai chaveiro lokhoi v'yachzirenu loy. Amirdik is ach, the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz Vachnu says, Amirdik ipshat, if there's two soichem in a balabos. Now, if the balabos lost it, so then the balabos would be miyayish, because there's two yidin, these two soichem, he asked them, did you find anything? They didn't find anything. He's miyayish. But they said the problem is maybe one of the soichem lost it. He asks the other soichem, did you find anything? No, fine. The balabos he asked, did you find? The balabos also didn't find. The balabos is not choshed. The Taisom is a balabos. He has a house. The Rabbi Shalom gebenched him in the Ashiris. He's an honest man. If the Rabbi Shalom gave him a house, I have to rent a house. I have to rent a pundit. But he's a balabos. Tumas Yeshorim Tanchem. So if one of the Soichim lost something, yes, the balabos, and the balabos was not going to find it. So, it's not suffered by him. The balabos, he didn't find it. Found it? The soicha found it. He's not suffered. So, Mamele, if I know that the soicha found it, I'll be able to force him to be moide. If this too, my hands are tied, I don't know. I can't force him that this one says this one, this says this one. So I can't, but if I know that one took it, see, the Nanomet Beis, Amirda Ketosus, I'll be Mavayish and Barab until it'll be made. I have Eitzes what to do. I know how to force a person to be made. So Amirda Ketosus, so if the two Seichim and Abalabos, he'd be Miyayish. So that's why you need three seichem. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.